You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm joined in this episode with a good friend of Oklahoma Baptist, Keith Burkhart, who serves as Family and Men's Ministry Specialist with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Keith, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Well, it's good to be with you, Brian.
Well, it's good to see you, and we are nearing one of the most important events in the life of our convention. I'm talking about Men Rewired, the event at Falls Creek. I was hoping you could give us some details about what all is going to be happening this spring.
Yes, Brian. This is my ninth year planning the men's conference for our convention, and I'm really excited. Probably of all the men's conferences or men's retreat I've been a part of, this is the one I'm most excited about. Because we've been seeing transformation take place over the years, God just kind of put on my heart to change a little bit of our strategy. And so we have a real exciting, kind of a new look, but yet the things that make it so unique are still in place. But it's going to be a great conference.
We're talking about this April. I was hoping you could give a little bit of the detail of some of the highlights and maybe the speakers and then where people could go to register, Keith.
Yes, our keynote, one of our keynotes is Tony Evans. He's no stranger to men and men's ministry with his Kingdom Men, or Kingdom Man. And Tony will be with us on Saturday, and so we're really excited to have him. He's such a dynamic speaker and leader and champion of men across the United States. And then we also have a guy that is not real known in our area, but his name's Jim Monroe. And he is part of he's actually an illusionist. And Jim is out of the Dallas area. And he has an I Am Second story that's one of the most powerful stories you've ever seen. He actually had a rare form of leukemia. And he ties that into his whole presentation. But one of his presentations is Truth or Lie. And so it really ties well with what we're doing. He's used all over the United States by various ministries, from Billy Graham to a number of ministries.
That's awesome. Well, that's exciting. I'm looking at menrewired.com. I'm looking at April 29th and 30th.
Correct.
Uh-huh. At Falls Creek. And you have registration. You have information about the schedule here. Can churches go on now and start making their plans?
Yes, they sure can. We've been actually registering churches since the end of last year. And all they have to do is go to the Rewired website. There are forms. There are actually forms they can download for their church. They can pay by church check if they want to register a group of men, or their men can actually go online and register. And Brian, one of our most common questions, we just had this earlier today by church, if our men go on and register, will they all be together? And the answer to that is always. The way we book our cabins, we always make sure those groups stay together. And so they don't have to worry about that. And all they need to do is enter their church name and city, and we'll take care of the rest, and they'll all be together.
That's fantastic. Keith, men should go right now to menrewired.com and check it out. What is the barbecue showdown?
You know, that's new this year. Grilling is really taken off across our land. And what we do, you know, if you're no stranger to Rewired, We use what we call a tribal men's ministry concept, where we go after the various tribes of men. Last year, we introduced CrossFit competition. And so this year, a new twist, we're doing the barbecue showdown. And so we'll have two categories they can compete. There'll be a church level, and there'll be an individual level. And they're all going to be placed along what I call the plaza. It's all, if you have not seen the new Falls Creek with the new event center and the new landscaping, it's all going to be right around that area, just in front of the event center. And we're going to have the smokers all lined up. But they'll actually be able to compete with five different kinds of meat. And the entry fee will be so many servings. And so I think the church category, you have to provide either 40 or 50 servings. The individual category is 25. And it doesn't cost to register, but that is their entry fee. And then we will have a tasting. They'll be able to go around and taste all the various kinds of barbecue, and we'll have prizes. And It'll be the greatest cologne that men can wear all weekend is the smell of smoke.
That's it. That's right. So if you're a patio man, you won't want to miss that. What are some other interest area or tribal, so to speak, interest areas going on?
We have the same ones we've had in the past as far as trout fishing. We release several, 200-300 pounds of trout in the stream. We have the zip line, ropes course. This year, something new to Rewired. We're moving all the rec. Now that we have the new event center, we'll be feeding in there. All the rec that a student would normally see during the summer up on that old location where we would feed our men is all going to be rec. And so we're going to have just all kinds of stuff. That's where CrossFit will be. We'll have horseshoes, volleyball. There'll just be a number of activities up there.
That is fun. Well, it's April will be here before we know it, so I would encourage anyone listening to this to go to menrewired.com and check out all the information there. It's really great. Keith?
I would like to kind of say something about the conference that's a little bit different this year, if we could. In the past, we would use something called breakout sessions. And so a man would be able to choose three different topics based upon what he was interested in. It may be family, could be marriage, it could be finances, or a number of things. This year, we're moving to a different concept, or we're calling them truth tracks. With our theme of truth, we've built our conference around four truth tracking icons to help communicate a new language for these guys to walk in the truth. And so the first one's identify, immerse, share, and endure. And so we have these four truth tracking icons. And what's different this year, they'll actually choose a truth track, and they're going to stay with that presenter for four sessions. And so they're going to go deeper into their study. And then we'll make available, we're actually video recording every one of our sessions. And so we'll have 19 different sessions that will be turned into four-week men's studies that will be available free on our website. Each presenter is presenting will have available a reflection guide. And so when men get back to their church, they'll be able to use these as men's studies in the church or in their home, or a man can just go through those all year long.
That's awesome, and I love the theme of truth. Keith, I can tell you and your team have put a lot of prayer into this. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the event before I shift gears and ask a question about the men's ministry going on here at BGCO?
No, I believe that captures all of it. I would ask our listeners to pray. Because as my passion for reaching men, we know that if we'll reach a man, we'll change his family and really change a church. And so all you prayer warriors out there, I'd really appreciate your prayers for this conference, that men would be reached with the gospel and that we would move them back into their church, activated and not just affiliated.
Amen. Good word, Keith. Well, speaking of reaching men with the gospel and activating men in the church, I thought we could take a moment and just unpack some of what else is going on at the BGCO Men's Ministry, some things thematically, program, events, curriculum, anything on your heart, Keith. Could you take some time and explain all that?
Yes. This year at Rewired, we're going to be offering a new equipping piece for men in the church on how to do men's ministry. You know, Brian, as I go across our state and really speak about men's ministry, I find that most of our men in the churches, they really want to make a difference. They want to be involved in men's ministry, but they don't have a simple process. And so what we've done with your help, the team that you lead, we have actually put together a resource that's going to be available at Rewired. We're going to launch it at Rewired, but it's called Advanced Men's Ministry Training. It's 8 sessions. They'll be able to watch in small groups in their church with a leader guide and a handbook for each participant. And that's designed to give them a good working process. We talk about event planning. We talk about the kinds of men to reach. We talk about championing your pastor, how to move men in a team concept, where you really break the cycle of up and down men's ministry, where it's working really well 1 year and 2 years later it's just bottomed out. So we give them a real strategy based upon a team concept. It's just there's all kinds of planning tools, resources, and that will all be available at Rewired. And then after Rewired, it'll be on our website. And so they'll be able to go to our website, access that, really people, churches all around the world, and they'll just need to get the user guide to go with that.
Well, I've seen those, and they're great resources. Keith, what else has God been doing through Oklahoma
goodness.
Baptist here and the men of this state?
We have, I really believe God is stirring a movement. Years ago, the Promise Keeper movement was a unique movement, and it just took off so fast that we really didn't have time to think about how we're moving men back to the church and discipleship. And I believe God's doing some amazing things. He's stirring the hearts of men and families, and we realize that in our culture, men are living, they're writing another chapter of the book of Judges in their life, and they're just doing what's right in their own eyes, and many times they're trying their best, they just don't know any different. And so God's doing some amazing things, and so what we want to do is come alongside these needs that men have and give them real tools. We equip them in the right way, help them win at work and at home. This fall, we have some amazing events to help them, to kind of move them into some new directions as well. We have a conference we're planning called Curse Breakers. And many men live under the generational curses of their families, the sins of their father, so to speak. And even though they may be born again, they still live under the cloud of that curse in their life, where they just don't think they ever will overcome that particular thing they've been branded. The enemy has told them that they'll never break out of that. Mm. So we're going to help them break out of these generational curses with the truth of God's Word. I believe there's some principles that are in place that and in God's Word that we can bring healing. And then we are going to, when we walk out of that conference with the concept of giving them new generational legacies, let's give them a new model, a new template where they walk in freedom and they have a real strategy. That's going to be a conference this fall. And we also have a family vision conference. And some of my team members, children's ministry and others are going to be helping with that as well. But Greg Gunn, who has been at Rewired last year and will be back this year, he's going to help us lead out in the conference to establish a vision for your family for generations to come. Most families, they don't even know what they're going to do tomorrow, more or less, three or four generations from now. And so we want to give them an environment where they can plan together as families and they can have a generational look. If the Lord tarries, what is my family going to look like three or four generations from now? And really let that be the standard for everyone that comes into that family. And I'm really excited about that conference. It has great potential. It's just going to be a great time. And then we also have a marriage conference coming up. We're planning for the fall. With our new facility, God's given us the opportunity to do things that we've never been able to do. And so the family conference, a marriage conference, it's just going to be awesome. We're going to really do everything well, do it with excellence, bring in some of the best people we can have to speak into those who have remarriages and have special needs in different areas of life that need attention, need help. And that'll be a great conference. And then also planning a senior adult fall festival.
Great.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Keith, wow, that's a full slate of activity and intentional ministry. You know, something you said earlier made me realize that the devil really has a bullseye around men in the church, but the gospel is stronger still. And I think with the people you're bringing to speak and the message that is challenging, we can see God do miracles in our families, in our churches, in our men.
And we see that. You know, we see these generational curses broken every year at Rewired. We just want to be more intentional. We hear the stories as we go out all year long about, hey, my life was changed, I came to Christ, or my marriage has been restored. And, you know, that is so exciting. But we believe that we can be a little more intentional now that we have even better facilities. We can come alongside and equip and train men and their families throughout our region.
Powerful. We've been talking to Keith Burkhart, who serves as BGCO Family and Men's Ministry Specialist. Keith, thank you for the update on Men Rewired, April 29th and 30th.
Yes.
And register now at menrewired.com for telling us about these other events coming down the line. Look at the baptistmessenger.com website to stay connected as well to stories. And we'll be covering what God does and what these speakers say. Keith, thank you for coming on and telling
us
a little bit of what the Lord's doing.
Really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.